Hi, Leo.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All good, yeah.
Great. So thanks for making the time for this. Let's start with your year of graduation, including if you finished coursework spring, summer, fall, and your major or majors.
All right, yeah. So I did graduate in 2020. I did was vocal performance was my major. My minor was music production. And sorry, what was the other question
Well,
again?
sure. Well, I said no, that was at your majors. Although the next
Okay.
question is your principal instrument, although it sounds like that's vocals then.
Yeah. So I did vocal performance, but throughout my course, I did a lot of piano playing and I took some labs in piano as well.
Gotcha. And yeah, you are B Berkeley, right, as opposed to BoCo.
Berkeley, yeah, Berkeley College.
Perfect. All right. So we will get to your history later. But for now, tell us about your current job. Where do you work? What do you do?
Yes, so I'm currently the digital marketing executive of a company called Creative Driven Goals. It started mainly as a graphic design company, but now the company is changing a bit more to brand strategy, so anything related to digital marketing. So it started from doing just logos, so a lot of just brand strategies, a lot of the visuals. We do the photography, videography for companies. We're starting to do some AI generation content as well for some companies. So it's more to do to elevating the business. So the clients come to us and we try to elevate what they already have. So it's basically that.
Great. You said creative-driven goals. Did I get that right?
Yes, exactly.
Great. How big in terms of how many employees? About, right.
Yes, so the company has different offices. We have one office in London, one in Dublin. The Dublin team is around 12 people, and then in London is a bit bigger, around 25, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, and you're there in Dublin. Can I ask, are you from Ireland originally?
So I'm originally from Brazil, so I moved to Ireland around 4 years ago. So right after Berkeley graduation, actually.
Okay, interesting. I was going to say Medici. I was like, that doesn't look like an Irish name, but no, it's true.
Yeah,
It's
that's my Italian background as well from my mom's family.
awesome. Okay, great. And, maybe you said, like, who are typical clients of your employer?
So it's
You don't
quite.
have to name exact names, but like what industries
So
or what?
that's what I was going to say. So it's very vast. So we do offer services for any type of company. So we've done technology construction companies, a lot of development for houses. So, but could be literally anything. We've been doing a lot more of the construction companies lately, because construction is growing a lot in Ireland at the moment, because of the housing crisis. So a lot of companies, they are trying to grow their business in construction, but we offer service for any type of industry.
Got it. No, it sounds like you're one of the guy who does the work. You're not in sales, but
So I actually started
yeah.
the job with sales. So I
Okay,
started the
great.
job only 6 months ago, but I
Got it.
think because of how fast I was able to do the part in social media and marketing, they removed me from sales and went straight to the digital marketing executive, which is what I wanted anyway. So it was a great start in the end. I just made the effort to make sure I knew what I was talking about when it came to social media, to marketing and everything related to that. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. So I also
Sure.
do social media for the clients that come to us. I take care of their social media as well.
Oh, so both for your own company and for clients.
Yes.
Interesting. And like, I'm just curious, like, when your company, like, how big or how small a job does your company do? You know what I mean? Like, does your
So yes, yeah,
company
so
have a
there's.
minimum price or a standard marketing package, or is it, a per hour thing?
So there's different types of contracts that we offer. which is sometimes a brand just needs a brand refresh. So that's a way simpler job. So they kind of have the idea in their mind. So then the brand strategy is not that deep. So then that's a cheaper type of job. So because I don't actually deal with the pricing, I wouldn't be able to tell you the prices and everything because
Sure.
it's quite. They do change. I know that it does change depending on the clients and depends on the conversation that the CEO is going to have with the clients as well. So there's a lot
Got
of
it.
things that would affect that pricing, but there are different types of contracts in terms of how many services we will be offering to the company to the new brand.
Got it. That makes total sense. You can be asked this one, on average, how many hours a week do you work?
So I'm currently doing 40 hours per week.
Standard 40. All right.
So 9 to 5, yeah.
Very good. Could you? Oh, is it a remote or in person, hybrid?
So it's hybrid. The office is quite close to where I live, so I do come around 4, 3 times a week.
Okay. Cool. And could you sort of take us through your day, like hour by hour? What's a typical day like? Let's do one of the days that you go into the office.
Yeah, so I get here, take the bus, get here at 9 a.m. Starter to just check emails, check if there's any message from clients or any updates on any new projects or and everything. And then first, I usually start with social media for our own company. So just making sure the calendar for the social media is updated. If there's anything I need to do for the day that I need to post or some type of video editing, I will do that first on the day. Then moving that out of the way, I will go to some calls. I do have some meetings with clients that on a regular basis probably do have twice a day a meeting with the clients. And then I will focus on the social media for the clients after. So then any type of video content that I need to do, I do still do some reaching out on the social media, but only like for Instagram or TikTok. I will reach out to people there just to make sure that the following is increasing all the time.
Sorry,
But
who are you reaching out to?
just got potential clients. So on
Okay.
Instagram, once I post a video, I will do some just narrowing down some people that could be potential clients on Instagram. And then I will either reach out or leave a like or whatever, just to make sure that the person knows that we're there. So it's more to just increasing the visibility of social media and everything.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so that's basically my day. There's some days that are a bit more on the video shooting. We do a lot of the office is quite big and quite modern, so we do a lot of shoots inside of the office. Sometimes I will have to go to some locations to shoot some content for a client or for our own home business as well. So it will depend. The day can be quite, to be honest, it's very different each day. So it depends on the needs of the client or whatever the CEO is going to come to me to say what I need to do. But that's kind of I try to give you
Yeah.
a list of things that I would do in a normal day, but it will definitely changes.
Sure. So, then, in order to qualify for these interviews, one of the criteria you have to hit is that you enjoy what you do. So, what's something about, being this digital marketing specialist that you enjoy?
So I do always like social media. I have my own social media that I do post a lot, so it feels like I'm doing this the same thing that I do for myself, for other people, for other clients. It's something that I enjoy doing. So when I get home after work, I'm still on social media, so I'm always exposed to social media. I'm very active on it, so I think it does help, and it's something that I've always been passionate about. So I do like connecting with people online as well. So bringing that to the company, I think, was very nice for me.
All right, excellent. So let's take it back to 2020 now. Although, if you feel this story has a logical earlier starting point, we can take it back further. But, as you're wrapping up Berkeley, sounds like you stayed mostly folk performance, some production. I'm guessing you weren't thinking digital marketing specialist. Could be wrong,
I
but
wasn't at the time, but I actually did have a job on campus that was taking care of the social media for campus life. I don't know if that's still the name of
okay.
the
Yeah, I
office.
was going to say, well, this sounds like a, I have heard of campus life, so probably. So why don't you sort of put us then where you feel like the Lodge Girl starting point, maybe where you first got really exposed to, let's say, the business end of social media, right? As opposed to just having your own little profile and posting pics. And then, we'll take it one step at a time from there to where you are now, both, in terms of what you were doing, but also where you were at mentally in terms of your career, where you wanted it to go.
I joined Berkeley, of course, with the dream of being an artist and everything, but I was exposed to a lot of different things inside of Berkeley, a lot of different cultures, a lot of different people, which were incredibly important for me to just think about a life in a different way, to be very honest. The exposure of, like, because Berkeley is extremely international. So that was probably the most beneficial thing for me. And then, to be honest, like, I got into the on-campus position. It wasn't planned. I was just being a student trying to get a job at first, but then got this job, which was basically a marketing position, but in a student way, which was a lot of engaging with the community, between the students and the school.
And wait, which year were you at Berkeley when you got this job? What,
That was my
second?
first year,
Oh,
so
so
my
right
second
off the bat.
semester.
Wow, okay.
So I joined there, which I met very, very, very nice people. It was great to work there, and then I got a lot of responsibilities with the social media as well, and I got the account, or the Instagram account for Berkeley Campus Life, which was completely dead, to be honest. And then I was the one that, like, started the process for them to do more stuff, and I was very excited to do stuff for some reason, because I never had anything with social media before, to be honest. And then once I joined, like, I started engaging a lot with students as well, and a lot of this was through research and interviews with students. So then I was trying to see what the students needed, and then I was putting that for Berkeley Campus Life as well. So yeah, it was quite a good job for me to understand that there's other options, you know.
Yeah, how long did you do that job for?
That was throughout probably the whole, I think, for 3 years. So the last year I went to SGA, the student government. So I was the performance representative for the, I think it was called performance division. So then it was basically the role kind of expanding a bit more and taking more leadership in a different way. So
Wow.
it was more basically doing, like, meetings with the deans of performance division, like, oh, what do the students need, like, and coming up with projects, and what can we do for the school to do it better. So I was very engaged at that last position there.
I see. Excellent. Okay. So then, of course, in your last semester, the pandemic hits.
Yeah, that was not fun.
No.
Not fun at all.
Right. You had that remote graduation, as I recall.
Yeah, so
And,
I actually decided to take a break during the pandemic, because I didn't want to waste
sure.
the year. So I actually spent 5 years at Berkeley instead.
Okay.
So my graduation was the first remote graduation, the first, sorry, first in-person graduation after COVID.
Okay. So you took a,
So
what did you do during that break?
I was just trying to be with my family, to be honest. I was just not in a good mental health place.
Okay, sure.
So
Back in
then,
Brazil.
and I went back to Brazil from Boston, yeah. Just to stay with my family, my friends there.
Okay, cool. And then you come back to Berkeley and you
Came back for in-person classes for my last semester. And then, yeah, I graduated. Great graduation, but then things got very complicated with documentation in the US. Immigration is quite an issue, at least in my eyes. And
Yeah, and so at most, I mean, I feel like it's common for international students to get that like 1 year visa where you can work in your field for 1 year and that's it.
yeah, exactly. So I was aware of how things happen with the documentation and stuff. And then at the moment I was with someone in a relationship that I actually was Irish. So
Okay.
then in the
Or
end
was
I
she a
was
Berkeley student also?
no, he was
Oh, he,
in
sorry.
that's okay. He was just working in Boston for a few years, and then I was actually doing a long distance relationship there. And then I decided to move to Ireland,
Nice.
because I was just overthinking a lot. I was very overwhelmed with the whole documentation thing. It was not working out. I couldn't afford to pay for the documentation, to be honest. Like a lot of people who had artist visas that they paid $7,000 to get a lawyer to do the artist visa for them. And I've seen people having them denied. So I didn't have the luxury to actually even try to do this because I didn't have the money. You know, like I.
Sure.
So then it was basically like I just did what I had to do, I think.
What was it like going to Ireland? Because it doesn't sound like you were married at this point. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, and it was never a plan to come here, and I didn't know much about Ireland. It was quite a big change for me, you know. And then I was just trying something new. And I was a bit unhappy with some things in the US already, but like it
Sure.
was never a plan to go to Ireland. If I had to choose, like I wouldn't have chosen Ireland at that point. It was just kind of what it had to happen. I call it destiny, you know.
Oh, you were dating someone from Ireland. That's a
Yeah, exactly.
blessing.
That also, but that was definitely something that motivated me to move.
And I mean, can I ask what the procedure's like to get permission to move to Ireland? That would.
So that would make me move to Ireland as well. So I have a Portuguese passport because I have family in Portugal. So I didn't have to have any documents to move to Ireland.
Oh,
And
you
I
have
didn't
new
have to do anything.
citizenship.
Yeah. So
Gotcha.
that helped a lot.
Yeah. No, I completely understand. Right. So you moved to Ireland. This is like just after graduation, right? Or pretty
Right
soon
after
after.
graduation. So that was around 3 years and a half ago. Something like this.
Yeah, sure. And then, okay, congratulations. You're now in Ireland. Now what?
Exactly. So the first months were rough for me, even to accept that I wasn't in the US anymore. So I had to do something else. I have to think about like because I still love performance. I still do it to this day. I perform a lot of places, but then I had to think about financially. I never had help from my parents financially, so it was something that I had to just decide what to do.
Sure.
So when I moved to Ireland, I actually tried to get teaching jobs for vocal performance and everything. But in Ireland, they're very strict with the teaching jobs. So you need a master's in some type of psychology in terms of pedagogy, saying I didn't have that, so I was
Right.
denied in all of those, you know.
Wow. Yeah, so that's rough. What next?
Yeah, so then I started to just think about the job that I had in Boston again, you know, and that it wasn't music, but I was still enjoying myself and having a good time there. So then I just started researching what could I do to do some similar job to that campus life job, but in a more professional way. So then I realized I had to do something else I need to do. So yeah, so I decided to do a master's in marketing after. So then I did a
Oh, great.
master's at Trinity
In Dublin or
in Dublin, yeah.
great. Do you mind if I ask how much is tuition over there? I hear it's cheaper in Europe.
Yeah, but because I wasn't paying as European, unfortunately, because I wasn't living in Ireland for more than 3 years, I had to pay as international, but it still is cheaper than the US. I paid 18,000
Okay,
for the year, and
for
it's
a
just
year.
1 year, which is a good thing.
Got it. All right, so you get this. Remind me the degree again, a master's in
It was a Master's of Science in Marketing. That's what the full name.
Okay, so it sounds like what you start this in what fall of 2021 or
That was a bit
spring?
after, actually. So I had to save money to do that master's. So I was working as a hotel manager for about 1 year and a half before I started the master's.
Okay, so you start the master's in what fall of 23?
Yes, that's correct, 2023.
Then so you graduate in the middle of 2024.
Sorry, that was 20. Yeah, that's correct. Sorry, 2023, the September. Yeah, so that will be fall 2023.
Got it. So then you finish in mid 2024. Is this your first job then after grad school?
Yes, it
Sure.
is. It is, yeah.
And can you just talk about like how did you get this job?
So right after my master's, also before that, like I did a master's. I researched a lot because I wanted to do a master's that would actually make the difference in the hiring process after. So it
Sure.
is one of the best marketing courses you can do in Europe at the moment is at Trinity. So then I made sure that this something like big, I was going to do something big to guarantee my job after. So then after the master's was actually, I was getting loads of interviews after, and then just got a few offers, and this was the best one that I could, because I do like graphic design a lot. So being a graphic design company, I have more interest in it.
Okay, so it sounds like you just put out a bunch of applications, got interviews. You didn't have a special connection at your place or
No.
anything like that. Got it. And you were hired into your career. I guess you said it started at more of a sales type position and then you converted over to what you
Yeah,
are now.
but even during the interview, they said that I was going to do social media, so it was a bit of a combined position, but then they ended up hiring someone else to do the sales, and then I just stick to the marketing, digital marketing.
Okay, great. Cool. So let's move on to the third part of the interview of three. So you alluded to an answer here for earlier, but I'll go into a little more detail. So these days, let's say late 2024 into 2025, what, if anything, is your current relationship with music?
So I'm currently part of a group, an Irish group. We do a cappella singing. It's currently the most famous a cappella group in Ireland, which is a very nice thing.
Oh, nice.
So I got to perform a lot, and a great thing, it doesn't like it's never on time of my work, so it's always after or on the weekend. So it's a perfect type of scheduling for this. So when we've been,
I'll assume that some of these are paid gigs, yes?
yeah, most of them we do weddings, corporate gigs, and any type of event.
Terrific. So,
And yeah, and with the group, we got to do two international tours already. We were just in Japan, Vietnam, and other countries in Asia. We're going to the US in a few months as well. So it's been a great experience with the group.
wonderful. What's the group's name?
So it's called Trinitones.
Did they all come out of Trinity College
Yeah,
or?
so I met them there. So when on my first my even before I knew about them, so I auditioned for them. It's quite hard to get in, so I auditioned for them and then started doing the gigs after. But they all met at Trinity.
All right. Well, that's so cool. Excellent. All right. So next question I have for you is obviously many jobs a bachelor's degree required, and there's many ways to get a bachelor's degree. But thinking about your current career, Is there anything you feel your Berkeley experience did particularly well to prepare you for your current job?
100%, 100%. I touch on this as well, like the way that I was exposed to so many different cultures and the jobs that I had at Berkeley. So the leadership skills that I got now, they're all because of Berkeley. I don't think I would be where I am today in like the type of jobs and even the way that I dealt with my master's. It was because of how Berkeley built this persona and this maturity and the leadership. So I definitely own a lot to Berkeley for sure.
All right, that's great. So let's turn this question around now, because Berkeley gives that 1 degree, the Bachelor's in Music. You went there knowing it. You're doing really well for yourself at the moment. But all that said, is there anything where you look back at your Berkeley experience and you say, hey, it would have been really useful if they taught this to me when I was at Berkeley, and they could have done it and they didn't? Anything missing or incomplete in your education?
That's a tough question because I think I talked about this a lot during the position that I had at Berkeley and trying to help the students as much as I could, but I didn't feel prepared for the industry when I left. So I think that's the main point. So more maybe even mandatory classes and about the music industry and how to insert yourself and the other possibilities that you can do in even inside of the music industry and what you can do with your degree. Because I was, to be honest, I was very lost. I had a vocal performance degree and I wasn't sure what I could do with it, you know? So the
Sure.
exploration of the business of the music business as well, like so things related to this as an introduction to your degrees or something like this. So something more like mandatory that you would that Berkeley needs would think, oh, this is something that is necessary for every Berkeley student to know, even if you're doing a vocal performance. You know what I mean?
Got it. Yep. Totally. All right, very cool. And next question I have for you is, let's see. So I see like you had a little bit of time feeling lost, but then you moved to Ireland and you quickly at least realized this path you needed to get on. Took you a couple years to get there, but here you are doing great. Some recent grads haven't yet found their path, maybe like you a month after Berkeley. And, then you have the current group of Berkeley students staring out into the big scary world and not sure what comes next. So for either or both of those groups, what advice do you have?
Sorry, I don't think I understood the question.
So basically, like, what career advice do you have for the current group of Berkeley
Oh,
students?
okay. It's mainly not to limit yourself to your degree and really think about your passions and how you can explore those passions in different ways that you might not think about. I have a lot of friends that they ended up moving to LA to try to get the big dream, and they're struggling very hard, and they're realizing that there's other paths. Like you don't have to do what everyone does. Because I felt extremely guilty after moving to Ireland, and everyone else was doing what everyone does, either going to New York, LA. You know what I mean? There's way more to the world than those two places for music. Music is everywhere, and to explore your passions in other places as well. So don't not limit yourself.
All right, that's great. And zoom in a little bit now, because I think I mentioned you're somewhere around my 256, 257th interview, and no one's listening to all 257, but anyone who's listening to this is seeing marketing. I think I'm going to have you marketing of subcategory for agency, and then maybe They'll see that you're in social media marketing. So anyone who's made it this far is thinking about social media marketing as a potential career. So for somebody who's, again, they're not yet doing it, but they're thinking about it, do you have any specific advice for them?
So for someone that wants to follow that path of social media marketing.
Yeah, make a career out of it. They're not yet doing it, at least for money. What advice do you have?
One advice that I would say that I didn't see it before doing my master's, even though you see a lot of people having those social media jobs without a degree, I think a degree or some type of course is extremely important. There's way more than social media than just posting and doing videos. There's a lot to understand about how business work and business models and things that I thought they're, oh, that's very boring. But in the end, they're helping me a lot on my job. And probably that's why I was able to be promoted and skip that first job so quickly because I understood how a company works. And I will not take that for granted. Like it's something that I really, even though it was expensive, it was an investment, but it did help me a lot. So yeah, education expensive, but it's very worth it. And always researching about the innovation of companies and how things are changing all the time, and being on top of your game like this. So being on top of the news of AI coming in now and how this affects every company. So yeah, just being aware of those as well.
All right, that's great. Thank you, Leo. And I just have one more question for you, which is, you have the mic. Is there anything we missed or anything else you'd like to say?
Sure. I just want to say that it's just going back to it, that there's way more than people think music can bring you. I am happy doing my gigs, but I'm also happy doing social media. And like, I'm happy that I didn't follow what everyone did, because I probably would not be in a happier place now. Because I see, I broadened my surroundings way more now, and then I'm happy I did.
All right, that's wonderful and a great place to end. So, Leo, thank you so much for making the time today to speak. I really
Of
enjoyed hearing
course.
about your career.
Thank you. Thanks
So,
for reaching out. I appreciate it.
you bet. All right, well, have a great evening and best of luck this year.
Thanks so much.
Okay,
Thank
take
you.
care.